Just tell me the truth. What are the chances?
Well, not good.
Not good as in 1 in 100? No, she says, not good as in 1 in 1 million. And then there's this long, and it's just hilarious the way Jim Carrey can do his facial expressions. And you just see the wheels turning, and finally, you know, she says, more like 1 in 1 million. And he says, so you're telling me there's a chance? Yes! That's the way they thought about hope in the ancient world. It's just delusional. No, that's not real. It's just wishful thinking. But of course, in Pauline theology, when he talks about hope, it is anchored in reality. The foundation of it is an actual historical event, the resurrection of Christ. And not just in an event, but in a person who made this audacious claim, I am the resurrection and the life. And so Paul's theology of hope is not anchored in delusional thinking at all. And so he makes this claim, may the God of hope, none of the other gods in the ancient world, Molech, Baal, or any of them, would ever take on that moniker as a God of hope. Paul says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. And you can, when you pray this verse, which I'm getting there, but you can add all of the fruit of the Spirit. If you want, I do that sometimes. May the God of hope fill you with all love, joy, goodness, peace, kindness, self-control, and so on. Because that's what he's saying. And how does this happen? And this is what we've been talking about together all week. How does it happen? As you trust in Him. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him. In other words, you don't become a more patient or joy-filled or loving person by trying harder. That's just a recipe for defeat and frustration in the spiritual world. It happens as you trust in God and live in Him. And then at the end of the verse, he says, may you overflow with hope. How? How does this happen? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Not your willpower. No, this happens as you trust in God through the power of the Holy Spirit. So Paul says to the believers in Rome, may the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace, as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope. Overflow. I love that word. Periasis. In the Greek, which means above and beyond what you can even begin to comprehend. So it's a favorite word of mine because it's an extremist's word. And my wife and kids will tell you, I am an extremist. That's why I love, I'm obsessed with Costco. I say if one pickle is good, then a 50-gallon drum of pickles is 50 times better. Amen. I love that. it's always on sale. I love that.
And if you don't like it, they always take it back.
They always take it back. They do. So, yeah. Actually, I'm not preaching on Costco, but I could. So, I was at a Costco the other day, filling up my gas, and I think I got a defective handle at the pump, because as I tried to fill it, it just kept triggering off, like the tank was full. But I knew that it wasn't, and so I figured out that if I barely squeezed it, then it would flow slow enough so that it wouldn't trigger it to turn off. And so after about 5 minutes, I was just mindlessly, I kind of forgot where I was and what I was doing. And eventually, of course, the gas tank was full. And suddenly, I was baptized by this geyser of gas. Well, that night, so this was in the morning, I filled up that night, I walked into the front door of our home. Sheree was all the way in the back. She couldn't see me, but as soon as I walked in, she yelled out, "What is that terrible gasoline smell?" You can't hide that smell. That's what Paul is saying. May you overflow. May you overflow with hope. Because here's the thing. You can't hide hope. There's a lot of academic research behind this. One of my favorite researchers who has written a lot and published a lot on this theory is Nicholas Christakis. So he's an MPH, an MD, a PhD, all from Ivy League schools. He's currently a researcher, a professor, and a practicing physician at Yale University. So this is a really bright guy. He's given a TED talk that's gotten millions of views. It's really interesting because he talks about social stampedes. And his basic theory is that the influence that we have on others, much more pervasive, much more prevalent than you might imagine. And it's not only that we influence and impact those in our immediate circle of influence, but their friends and their friends' friends. It's an amazing thing. And social scientists will tell you, yeah, and it's well documented. For example, if you eat in a restaurant near heavy eaters, you tend to eat more. Or if you room with somebody who studies a lot, you tend to study more. Or if you live next door to an avid gardener, you tend to mow your lawn more often. And you don't even know why. So this is the way Christakis explains it. He says, it's not just that our friends affect us. Our friends' friends' friends affect us. Your friend Ted has a friend at work named Ned who has a neighbor named Fred, and Fred's negativity depresses Ted, who depressed Ted. You're having a bad day, all because of some guy you will never even meet. Amazing, isn't it? He calls it 3 degrees of influence. But now think about this in a positive way. If you just write one encouraging note, or if you just make a phone call today to somebody who you know is going through a hard time, or if you just give an outrageously generous tip to somebody at a restaurant this afternoon, or any of the, not only does it uplift the person who receives this gift from you, but it positively impacts that person's friends. And not just that, but the friend's friends. You understand, if we all became hope peddlers, think about how contagious this could be. More contagious and infectious than the COVID-19 virus. Like, we could spark a pandemic of hope. And it's like you can get a 3-for-1 coupon of hope. So, many years ago, I printed up these cards. You might think of it as a seed of hope. And I don't know if everybody got them. If not, you can get one here. But this is where I'm going to put on the pressure to join my army of hopers. And so I printed up these cards, and now I just got a new order of them, another 1,000 of them. So I'm spreading these everywhere I can. And it's basically just Romans 15, 13, but a loose, well, a paraphrase of the verse that I have put more into a prayer. So every day for years, I wake up and the first thing I do is I say, God of today, just today, fill me with all joy and peace. So I trust in you so that I might overflow with hope by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So I've got a card on my mirror, so every time I shave, I pray this prayer. And then I go to the office and I have three big computer screens, one TV screen and a couple of computer screens. And I put as my screensaver on all of the screens, Romans 15, 13. And then I'm just reminded. When I get to work, oh yeah, pray that prayer really quick. When I first printed them up, I put one in my dashboard. And then a couple of days later, I went flying through this speed trap, and I instinctively put it down to see how much over the speed limit I was driving, but I couldn't see my speedometer because all I could see was this car. So I looked down and said, oh, God of hope. And I did not get pulled over. I'm telling you, friends, this is hope. You are going to thank me for this. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Take this card. Put it somewhere where you're going to see it every day. Start your day or throughout the day, just pray this prayer. And I think not only can we affect those around us with hope, but their friends and their friends' friends. Before you know it, we have triggered this pandemic of hope. We can change the world. All right? Okay, so if you want to join my army of hopers, I'll just ask you to take the card, and maybe as our benediction, we'll just all pray this out loud, nice and loud together. Can we do that?
Amen.
Everybody reading. God of hope, fill me with all joy and peace as I trust in you, so that I may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And you know, when you join an army, you have to train. You have to do things that you've never done before.
Oh, no.
In your SDA hymnal number 214, there is a song. Anybody want to guess what the title of this song is?
Onward Christian Soldier.
We have this hope. You know what? I've never played this before.
Oh, no.
So I have hope. So give me just a moment. I have to make sure if I'm right.
I love that you're doing this, and I love last night how they just jumped up there and said, we're going to call an audible and do a song about blessed assurance. And I had thought about asking you beforehand, hey, could you guys do a blessing? And then I thought, well, that would be a little bit like them saying, hey, we've got this closing song. Could you preach a different song? And I don't want to do that, so I didn't have to go to ask. But I love that you're doing it. All right, here we go. That'd be good.
We have this hope that burns within our hearts.
Be blessed. Amen.
Very well. That's the last one.
There's last only a song. Few.
That's the last song that I know of. They might come back for another one. You never know. Well, friends, thank you for coming. We have just a couple of things left for the rest of our camp meeting. That's right, camp meeting's not over. Did you know that? We have two things. The first one is brunch today. Brunch breakfast will be, we're moving it a little bit closer to now. We're going to move it over to about 10. If it comes out a little earlier, we will ring the bell and let you know. We'll probably ring the bell regardless, but keep your eye on the clock. We'll meet up at 10. Food should be ready. The second thing that we'll be doing is cleaning up around camp. We've already started doing some of that, which is great. And if you see a need or you see somebody struggling to carry the trash out, go help them. We've also got the men's restroom, I think, still needs to be done. And if you walk around and you see, no, the men's restroom is done.
Well, wow. we want to say that there's one stall open in the bathrooms.
Okay.
The one that is open can be used, but please clean up after yourselves. Floors have already been mopped, glass has already been cleaned, the sinks have already been sanitized, and the toilets. So whatever you do, follow up after yourself, because we want to leave it in pristine condition for the next group coming in. Thank you so much for those that have helped. Thank you also, I want to say on behalf of the kitchen. Yeah. Thank you for allowing us to hear the music and the message in the kitchen. That's a blessing. And they, and believe me, when those work, they never get to hear. So thank you now that this worship extended to the staff.
Great. We're gonna ask our cooks to come out real quick. We have a question for you guys. Now that you're not gonna be cooks next year, what are you gonna do with all your free time? Let's have you guys come out as well. Steve, come out here. Come out.